Nearly 3 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't want my kids to know what war means.
She and most of the others are now in Poland.
I don't know where I go. I don't know where I leave.
There was an attempt today to open more humanitarian corridors for civilians to leave, but Russia has often attacked those areas. Its forces have also been hitting the capital city.
We've heard explosions in the distance and the Ukrainian air defense batteries firing off at Russian jets overhead. One Russian shell landed on an apartment building this morning, killing at least two people and injuring at least a dozen others.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. Another attempt at talks today put on hold till tomorrow. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky vows to keep fighting Russia.
To get the peace that we deserve, honest peace with guarantees of security for our country.
Later this week, he'll make a direct plea for American help. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.
Every member of Congress is invited to a virtual address by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that speech, telling colleagues they welcome Zelensky's address to convey support to the people of Ukraine as they defend democracy. Zelensky has asked NATO and the Biden administration to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Members of Congress have also supported a move to shift Polish MiG fighter jets to Ukraine's Air Force, a move so far rejected by the Pentagon. Dave.
Now, Jared, COVID's rising back up in China. A stealth Omicron variant blamed for the worst outbreak there in 2 years, leading to lockdowns in several areas. In the U.S., COVID cases have declined 7 straight weeks, but there is a new famous case.
Former President Barack Obama, who's been vaccinated and boosted, announcing Sunday he's tested positive for COVID-19, tweeting, "I've had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but I'm feeling fine otherwise."
Lillian Wu, America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. It's mid-March, spring break time for a lot of college students.
Millions are expected to head to Florida. While this time of year is a huge economic boost for places like Tampa Bay, many attractions in the area say they're operating at 50% staffing levels. The Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association says hotels are trying to recruit staff through sign-on bonuses and pay raises and are bringing in temporary workers from other countries. Some hotels have decided to raise prices or cut services like daily room cleaning in order to catch up to demand. Others are listing their property as sold out when rooms are actually available. Tourism experts say many are visiting the Bay Area because of Tampa's sports teams or because they have friends that moved there during the pandemic and they want to visit. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising to start the week. The Dow is gaining 413 points. The Nasdaq's up about 50 as the price of oil drops $9 to around 100 bucks a barrel. Last week, oil hit 130. Gas's surge has stopped. AAA's national average for regular remains around 432 per gallon. He didn't miss a game, let alone a season. Star NFL quarterback Tom Brady is unretiring.
Timing is everything. Just ask a collector who spent more than $518,000 Saturday to win an auction to gain ownership of the official NFL football that Tom Brady threw his last touchdown pass with for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL divisional playoffs in January. One day after the auction concluded, the value of the Brady football figured to get deflated because Brady announced he's not going to stay retired. He will return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a 23rd NFL season. Once Brady throws a touchdown pass next season, the $518,000 football essentially will become just another NFL ball Brady threw a touchdown with. For anybody who would place a bet on the Buccaneers to win the next Super Bowl before Brady made his announcement Sunday, got much more favorable odds, 20-1 as opposed to 10-1 now.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.